I'm John Batzer, New World Report, with my colleagues Joseph Umar and Ernesto Araujo. Ernesto is back, and forgive his voice, he flew transcontinentally, and these days that means that you pick up a respiratory illness. But bravely, he's going to report to us on what chatter there was in Lima, Peru, which is a troubled nation on itself, although rich in resources and education for the people of Lima. What he heard about, one, Mr. Bolsonaro returning to Brazil with great fanfare, hardly an arrest warrant. All the chatter about extradition from the United States is now forgotten in a series of misleading headlines. And two, Lula da Silva postponing his trip to Beijing, now rescheduled for April 14th, and surprisingly slipping in the popularity polls. Ernesto, you're a long watcher of Brazilian elections. Are there any surprises here?
Yes, there are some surprises. The return of President Bolsonaro to Brazil, people were expecting much more movement, much more agitation about it. And actually, many people went to the airport to welcome him. But, that expression, not with a bang, but with a whimper. So basically, it was like that. No big fanfare, either from the supporters or from the his opponents. Finally, I think they're realizing there's no basis for getting him arrested. Anyway, on the other hand, people say, well, what difference does it make to have Bolsonaro back in Brazil? And not a lot. The idea that he will fire up the opposition doesn't seem to be the case for this last few days. President Bolsonaro, I admire him very much, of course. But he's a good campaigner. He's not a political strategist. The political strategy around his name and his popularity is probably going to be run by the professional fashionable politicians that are part of the old corrupt political mechanism in Brazil. So they're going to use his name for the next year's municipal elections and the election in 2026. So, so far, not a lot in that regard. The Lula government, on the other hand, is going south, going downwards. Lula promised an increase in the minimum wage for the people, and he decreed an increase of only $3 in the minimum wage, which is around $270, so now $273. The investors' climate and sentiment is very pessimistic. Unemployment is up. They put a Marxist sociology professor as economy minister. So maybe that's a plan to destroy the economy and to create more poor people dependent on the state and dependent on the state help. So I think that's part of a plan. What I think is more dangerous from the point of view of everything we're discussing here is that trip or no trip to China, I think Lula will go shortly, but the agreements are already being signed. One of those is to allow for a Brazil-China trade in yuan, and another is an agricultural agreement whereby China may invest more than $100 billion in Brazilian agriculture in exchange for future production of agricultural goods. So basically, we're creating some sort of serfdom system between Brazilian agricultural producers and China. Maybe the agricultural producers will like that at first, but I don't think they'll like that in the future. In any case, this is not translating into support from the agriculture sector to Lula, because Lula has been encouraging invasions of land by the so-called landless peasant movement. So I think comparatively, Bolsonaro is much better now, not because of what he's done, but because of things that Lula has been doing.
And quickly, Ernesto, is Mr. Bolsonaro someone who would appear on television or give comment to the media often, show his face in a fashion that is friendly? Does he conduct himself that way with media? We have about 30 seconds.
Yes, he used to be very good at that. He speaks the language of the people. But what is he going to say now? he's talking grommets, and I don't see what his platform is. That's the problem.
I understand. Richard Nixon, the joke of him after he left office ignobly was, "Do you miss me yet?" That's one thing he could say. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. New World Report. I'm John Mash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.